Demand for high-quality mental health care has grown more urgent since the onset of the coronavirus pandemic, and calls for that support are growing louder in the rural northeast corner of Vermont, where some residents say local and state mental health officials are not providing an adequate level of mental health care. A coalition of community and faith-based groups known as Northeast Kingdom Organizing, or NECO, says long wait lists, a lack of counseling for families and seniors and children, and other gaps are burdening people in the kingdom. And NECO points to numerous complaints that have resulted in Northeast Kingdom Human Services, that's the state-designated community mental health provider in the region, to be placed on provisional status as the state reviews, quote, numerous areas where NKHS has not met the minimum standards. Here's Penny Thomas explaining what residents have been dealing with. She is a board member of the NECO group that's calling on better support from NKHS.
From a client, we heard this, quote, I don't even go through mental health anymore. I go through family practice. Anytime you go, it's a runaround. They schedule the appointment and then cancel the appointment. It becomes months. I haven't seen my actual therapist in over a year. Hmm. Another one from an elementary school counselor. She said, I wish I could say positive things about this agency because we are in such desperate need for these services. So many families that are struggling and need in-home support, there isn't any. The highest level of support they have for families in crisis is a 15-minute call. We generally don't trust them, and we don't work with them anymore. I just recently heard that a mother of a second grader has been trying to get mental health services for her second grader since 2018. She calls weekly and sometimes monthly to try and get services. This is before the pandemic, Mitch. This is not pandemic-related. This goes back, what, 3-4 years ago, and she still can't get services. We have 80 kids who are on the wait list of services. And yes, there are problems that have surfaced during the pandemic, but these issues that we are talking about with Northeast Kingdom Human Services are long-standing.
Thomas and the NECO organization are calling on Northeast Kingdom Human Services and Vermont's Department of Mental Health to solve these problems in very specific ways. They're calling for hiring more staff, like a full-time child therapist and others for senior counseling and pediatrics. They want health officials to open a part-time clinic in Barton. They'd like to see licensing and training for youth respite care homes in Orleans County. And they want the state to get the case management waiting list for children who need counseling reduced by half from its current number of 80 kids down to 40.
You know, there have been just numerous complaints over the years about this agency, and we deserve better.
In January, the chief executive officer of NKHS resigned and was replaced on an interim basis by Paul Bengston, previously the longtime CEO of Northeast Vermont Regional Hospital in St. Johnsbury. Bengston says the employees at NKHS are doing an incredible job under difficult conditions, but says he's aware of what needs to change.
We need to get our tactics and our operations in good, proficient shape so that when high demand comes our way, we're able to respond.
Bengston says more cross-collaboration is needed. That includes help from primary care physicians who may be able to assist with the needs of some children currently on NKHS waiting lists. He says the NEK's faith-based organizations can help identify certain needs. And on the funding front, he'd like to see Medicaid reimbursement raised by 5% because it affects everything from services to staffing. Bengston says the agency has made some progress on hiring, pointing to a new director of the child care program as an example. But he has this word of caution on whether the state may decide to de-designate the agency.
If you de-designate an agency like Northeast Kingdom Human Services, I'd put it like this. All hell is going to break loose because there ain't nobody else who's going to be serving this population.
Ultimately, the decision on how to hold Northeast Kingdom Human Services accountable falls to the State Department of Mental Health. I asked Commissioner Sarah Squirrel about that, and she agrees with Paul Bengston that certain improvements have already been made.
Their new leadership has developed a recruitment strategy that has already filled many of the key vacant positions at the agency, including an emergency services director and a CRT program manager. Fully resolving their capacity issues will take time to address. So the Department of Mental Health will be continuing to monitor the number of vacancies that they have and the turnover rates, and continuing to work with NKHS as they provide support around recruitment strategies.
One of the things that I heard from the interim CEO now is that he's going to be asking the state for a 5% rate increase for Medicaid reimbursement from the state budget. Now, I know that's not your purview and your decision to make, but is funding also a problem for Northeast Kingdom Human Services?
So here's what I would say, Mitch. The Department of Mental Health and the Agency of Human Services moved very, very quickly to support all of our community mental health agencies when the pandemic hit. We have provided over $19.7 million in CRF funds to our community mental health agencies to ensure that they would be able to continue to provide services. In addition to that, Mitch, all of our community mental health agencies are under an alternative payment method. We implemented this payment reform a few years ago. Essentially, we pay all of our community mental health agencies prospectively to provide those services to their communities. And even when utilization had to change, even when many of our community mental health agencies experienced significant staffing shortages, the provision of services had to decrease and change significantly given the impact of COVID. We have continued to provide the agencies with their full allotment of resources so that they could weather the storm of the pandemic. One of the other pieces that I would note is that one of the requirements of Northeast Kingdom Human Services Corrective Action Plan was to seek feedback from the community and stakeholders to better understand where needs are and areas of improvement from community stakeholders' perspectives. Northeast Kingdom Human Services has done this through a series of town halls. They've invited stakeholders to their board meetings, and this is the first stage in the process to identify and communicate those issues. And again, I think that accountability is absolutely key, and the voice of community activists and agencies is essential, but so is problem solving. And I would invite all community partners and organizations who have concerns to also be willing to come to the table with solutions, to be willing to roll up their sleeves and to work side by side with Northeast Kingdom Human Services and their board to support a strong, healthy, and resilient agency.
That was Vermont Mental Health Commissioner Sarah Squirrel. She says Northeast Kingdom Human Services has 6 months to implement changes.
The Department of Mental Health has full confidence that Northeast Kingdom Human Services will continue to successfully implement their corrective action plan and to get back into good standing.
The state will make its decision by August 11th. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.